Let's bring in our TSN Raptors analyst, Jack Armstrong. Jack, what is your read on this situation, the fact that Kawhi Leonard has flown into Toronto?
I have a hard time reading it, period. I mean, you know, obviously Kawhi is his own man, and he is someone that definitely goes to the beat of his own drummer, and I respect that. I think in an era where guys are all caught up in their brand and the whole social media thing, he's a baller. He's about business. He's about winning. He's about doing things the right way. And I don't know what to read of it. I do know that he is a guy that looks you in the eye and gives you a firm handshake. And, you know, he has a great relationship with the folks with the Raptors. He's had a sensational experience for the year he's been here. And I give the Raptors credit. They have a compelling, elite case to make that this is a wonderful place to consider coming back to. And at the same time, I respect his position as an independent contractor based upon the collectively bargained agreement between the players and the owners that he can go where he wants, too. And I understand that, too. But I feel good about the fact that the Raptors are in a position to make their best case. First impressions are lasting. Last impressions are lasting. And I feel really good about the job Bobby Webster, Nick Nurse, and obviously the most importantly, Masai Ujiri and ownership, what they have done in this situation right now. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited. I'm cautiously optimistic. And at the same time, if it doesn't work out, I'm totally respectful and appreciative for what Kawhi Leonard has done for the Raptors.
Jack, I think everyone would echo those sentiments. You're around that team about as much as anyone who's not on that team. What is Kawhi like to be around? Is he a guy that you could get to know on a personal level, or does he shut out everyone but his teammates?
Kawhi is a very private guy. The times I've gotten to know him have been positive. I respect the guy. I like the guy. As a former coach, would I die to coach a guy like that? Yeah, on a number of levels. Number one, he's a great player, and he's a pro, and he's so serious about his craft. But number two, he's about substance. He's about doing the job on a daily basis, and it's not all about fanfare and I and me. So I really respect that. And to look at what he does on a daily basis and just to watch him from day one in training camp in Vancouver and to see how he conducted himself, he's just been a complete joy to watch. I mean, the guy just is dialed in and took this franchise to a whole different level. So to me, he doesn't let a lot of people in, but what I've been able to take from my year around him, I have nothing but the greatest respect for him in terms of just how he does business and what he does. And, he's a man of high character and shows up and puts the work in every day. And I don't know. I just think you get your money's worth. And, you know, people complained about, hey, he only played 60 games, load management, all that nonsense. He played every playoff game.
And more minutes than anybody else as well.
Correct.
Not only played every night, you know, outside of that first game where he only played 31 minutes against Orlando.
The guy's a trooper. He's a warrior.
He plays.
He's about winning. And this was a guy that only played 9 games a year ago in San Antonio, and they had to make sure they brought him along properly and got him on the right track. And I think they did a fabulous job with that, and it's a collaborative effort between Kawhi and the folks with the Raptors, and that worked out beautifully. And you look at the result, I think there's something to be said for that. I really do, and I think this is a guy that cares deeply about winning. And, Mike, you bring up the point about, to me, the thing that will always jump out at me about Kawhi Leonard, whether he's with the Raptors next year or not, is, again, sitting in the gym in Vancouver at training camp and watching him practice, and I walked out, and I was like, wow. This guy is just a joy to watch. I mean, the guy's the first in line in drills. He's going game speed. During drills, you don't have to be going game speed. He is dialed in and completely committed to being a really, really good player. And again, you know, you talk so much, and I think back of banging my head against the wall trying to convince young players that, you know, your work habits and, you know, what's the old line? Excellence is a habit, not an act. He's a guy, it's all about habitual, and it's all about positive habitual. He's not an actor. He's not a con man. He's not a guy that shows up and he cares about the, you know, the sizzle and the style. He's a substance guy. He's an all-business guy. And to me, in an era where AAU basketball and flash and dash and 24/7 news coverage and guys playing to the camera, I just found it really refreshing to watch a guy that is truly a baller, like a guy that you're like, man, I want that guy on my team, whether I'm playing, whether I'm coaching, whether I'm rooting for that team, whatever it is. I feel really good about my chances of winning with a guy like that because he cares more than most of the guys he's playing against.
Jack, this, in some ways, it's very such a unique situation because it's Kawhi Leonard. But part of this discussion is playing basketball in the NBA, in Toronto, in Canada. Give it to us straight. Like, I think some of the complaints are ridiculous. I'm Canadian. I live in the States forever. I go back and forth. But what is the perception around the league from the players in general? There's always going to be exceptions about the prospect of playing in Canada. And when they get here, what are some of the complaints we've heard about channels and bank accounts? Like, give it. Like,
this is
what's it
put
like?
An end to a lot of that too. Well, if he signs,
it could. So it's a bit of a referendum on Toronto in some ways. What is the perception? You're on the players more than anyone. What do they say about Toronto to play here?
Well, compared to 1998 when I joined the Raptors to now, It's an overwhelming, dramatic, positive difference. I think the organization's done such a great job of identifying areas that needed to be improved and have improved them. And I've always said that the Toronto organization was a sleeping giant. It's the third largest market in professional sports. It's a big-time market, and it's got incredible potential. And to me, I think that potential was realized here a few weeks ago. So I think it's one of those places now that you can look at, and it's one of the elite markets in the NBA. And I don't think you find a lot of NBA players that would think anything but that, because right now when you look at the scene of a 2 million people at a parade and Jurassic Park and people singing the national anthem at the games and just the rabid following and all 82 games regular season plus postseason are on national TV and insane television radio numbers and the following and all that. There isn't a market like that in the NBA. This is like Manchester United. It's like Alabama football. It's like Kentucky basketball. I'm telling you. You know, is it at that level? No. But in terms of the NBA, when you compare it to the Indiana Pacers and the Chicago Bulls and the New York Knicks or the Clippers or the Portland Trailblazers, those teams can't compare to that in terms of the level of passion and intensity and following. And you have an elite ownership group that's completely all in and committed to winning, and obviously was in the luxury tax this year. You got to be in it to win it, and they are. You have an accomplished, world-class executive in Masai Ujiri. You got a guy in Bobby Webster who's a bright young star. You got a great coach in Nick Nurse, a tremendous support staff. Everything's in place. So if I were sitting in that room right now, I would feel 100% confident going nose-to-nose, toe-to-toe with the Clippers and the Lakers that, hey, man, I got the best product to sell.
Well, we'll see where it goes. I think we're going to find out in the next 24 hours. Thank you, Jack. We always appreciate it.
Guys, my pleasure. Have a great night.
Here's Jack Armstrong.